Jesse Clausen recently conducted a search for greener birth control options. Jesse is the co-coordinator of the Workplace Commuter Options at Green Action Center, and she's the author of the article, The Search for Greener Birth Control, which is posted at greenactioncenter.ca. And she joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Jesse.
Thanks for having me here, Karen.
What are the environmental and health concerns with, I guess it's one of the most popular and heavily promoted forms of birth control, oral contraceptives or the pill?
Well, it's basically synthetic hormones, and as we ingest them into our body and urinate, it comes into our water system after water treatment. So it ends up in our water supply, in our lakes and rivers. It affects fish populations, and of course ourselves too.
And so the concerns are that the health concerns, putting hormones in your body, but then also mm-hmm. when we flush them out, that they go mm-hmm. into the environment.
Mm-hmm. And some of the research I was just reading that was conducted actually at the experimental lakes near Winnipeg actually looked at fish populations and the effect of artificial hormones, especially birth control pills, on these populations. And it showed they were seeing that the hormones made male fish more feminine and made them less appealing to mates. And so, it affected the population count.
I just wanted to mention for listeners, we're not, when we're talking about birth control, we're not talking about protection against sexually transmitted infections in this case. So we're not going to talk about condoms, but I just wanted to
sure.
mention that as well.
Yeah, but that's so important.
Mm-hmm. But we are focusing on the environmental impacts. And another, a hormone-free method that you looked into was the copper intrauterine device, or commonly known as the IUD. And in your article, one thing I found interesting, you talked about how difficult it was to get a prescription from your doctor. What were the barriers?
Mostly just knowledge, it seemed. When I said I was interested in an IUD, my doctor just automatically wrote me a prescription for the Mirena, which is a hormonal variety of an IUD. So I had to specifically specify copper IUD. The doctor's office that I go to is a training office. So some of the doctors are quite new, and I was surprised. I was given misinformation about the effects of the copper IUD. They told me the effects that were actually associated with the Mirena, which is a hormonal IUD. So they didn't actually know all they needed to know about the copper IUD to tell me. So I had to research that myself. But once I asked for the copper IUD specifically, then that was fine. They wrote it out and I was able to get the prescription and so on and so on.
But that would be very intimidating for a lot of women if you're going to a doctor and expecting them to have the knowledge and, you know, not necessarily having done the research yourself to mm-hmm. be given misinformation mm-hmm. in a situation like that.
Yeah. And if, if any woman is going to their doctor and just asking about methods of birth control and they're not given any information on any non-hormonal methods, there's a lot missing there. You're sort of automatically assuming that women want to be on hormonal birth control, mainly the pill.
Another option that you talk about is fertility awareness method, which is different from the rhythm method. How does this method work?
It's really interesting, actually. There's a good resource that some of the commenters on our blog linked to, and it basically gets you to chart your basal body temperature, your waking temperature when you first wake up in the morning, and you need a specific thermometer for that. So it's just taking your temperature in the morning, writing that in, and then also keeping track of your changes in your mucus cycle, I guess. And there are several rules that you follow with that, looking at those two charts. And when you follow it very well, it can be up to 98% effective. So it's really an interesting option for those people who want to know, you know, more about what their body is telling them about their fertility cycle. So
oh, that's very interesting. As someone who does environmental education as a job, do you think there's a need to provide healthcare practitioners with more information and also with women with more resources on greener options when they go talk to their doctor?
Absolutely. I was amazed at the lack of information that I was even able to find online about greener methods of birth control. So definitely there's a gap there for women. And I know for myself, every time I go into the doctor's office now, depending on the doctor I see, I'm gonna mention how great the copper IUD is and that they should be mentioning these other options to women that come in. And also, I found a few resources online, one that I linked to in my blog, but from the OBGYN Association of Canada, that was quite helpful and listed all of the different options for birth control.
Great. Well, thank you for writing the blog, and thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me here.
I've been speaking to Jessie Clausen. She's the co-coordinator of Workplace Commuter Options at Green Action Center, and you can read her blog posting the search for greener birth control at greenactioncenter.ca, and we also will put a link to it on our blog, which is mudandwater.org, and you're listening to Mud and Water on CKUW 95.9 FM.